Yo, you that just flipped on the CD player, I just want to inform you that when you got somebody good, you hold on to them.
Hello, 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 my beautiful people, and welcome to Style and a Fly, your fashion styling podcast. I am your host, Danny Farrar, and yes, you are tuning in live to our digital streaming platforms. It's been a while. Okay, I do apologize for my absence, but thank you guys so much for tuning in. As always, please do make sure you're following the show. We are also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and YouTube as well. So obviously, as a fashion styling podcast, you like visuals, yes. So the visuals is what I got for you. You guys can actually click the link in the bio and make sure that you are following, make sure that you are subscribed, turn on our post notifications. Because, you know, I like to pop up, okay? I like to pop up and pop out. I hope everyone is doing well. Happy Black History Month. Happy Month of Love and all that other good stuff. And hence the topic for the show tonight. Hence the reason for me coming back to my Dannyland family, which I have missed you all so very much. And I appreciate all the views and the listens for the previous shows. Now, let's catch up. I hope you all have been well. This last 18 months has been like super duper crazy. I am sending all my love and light out to everyone, all of my subscribers, listeners, friends, foes, and everyone nevertheless. I hope you all are well, that you are staying warm, and that you are somehow or another just keeping yourself in your right mind, okay? It has been so much transpiring, but you know, to be here, to be in the land of the living is to be thankful and grateful, so all glory to God for that. Amen. Let the congregation say amen. Amen. So yes, Black love. Okay, that's what I want to chat about tonight. All right, it's Black History Month and it's also Love Month. Okay, Valentine's Day is approaching. Valentine's Day for those of you who celebrate. And nevertheless, love should be celebrated and acknowledged all 365 days of the year, not just a day on the calendar. So that is a pro tip for my ladies and gentlemen as well. Please do not wait until there's a date on a calendar to acknowledge the love and appreciation you have for somebody, because I mean, life is short, and quite frankly, that person might not actually be around when you decide to actually show your love and appreciation. So for me, I say whether it's a loved one, whether it's somebody that you're in a relationship with, a friend, family member, even a stranger, let's get in the habit of just showing love to people, being kind, and just doing good for people with no expectation, looking for nothing in return. I personally have found that that is that's how I've been blessed. That's how I continue to be blessed. And that's how I stay blessed. I do good for people. I show up for people. I care for people out of the kindness of my heart. And in return, God has blessed me in many ways. And oftentimes, you don't even receive the blessing from the same place that you've sown. So be mindful of that as well. A lot of times we might hold on to relationships or situations and just keep ourselves in places dealing with people and things that we really shouldn't, just because we feel like, well, I've given this person this and I should get this back from that person, and I'm not going to leave until they give me back what I've done, or they owe me and I'm not going to leave until they pay me back. And sometimes you'll find yourself in a situation that has been long gone, that has already been over, that has already expired, and you've already received your lesson from that. You've already received whatever you were supposed to learn from that interaction. And just by holding on, you're doing yourself more harm. I only speak from experience, okay? So if you know me, if you have listened to me for any portion of time, you know, honey, I don't testify, honey. I testify, honey, okay? If Danny is speaking it, then you can take it to the bank and cash it. Danny only speaks facts. So with that being said, just be mindful sometimes, you know, I have been one to really just release myself from situations and release myself from people. You know, I know that I come, if nothing else, to people's lives to inspire, to motivate, to encourage, and more importantly, just to really increase their faith in God. That's an experience that I've had over the years. That's something that I stand on. That's something that I hold true. And to be quite frank, that's the most important. If me coming to your life has blessed you, I'm grateful. If me coming to your life has inspired you, motivated you to be better, to be a better person, to be a better creative, a better artist, a better parent, whatever it is, if Danny Farrar has inspired you in any way, shape, or form to be better, to be your better self, to be your more authentic self, I have done my job. Point blank, period. No, nothing, no love lost, no harm done, okay? Like, I'm good. And this is why you continuously just see me being blessed, because I will kindly come, okay, sprinkle this little fairy dust of nothing but goodness and kindly see my way out and just be living and thriving at the end of the day. So yes, keep that in mind. I hope that as we continue through this month of love, through this month of Black history, that we acknowledge our love for each other, that we celebrate Black history, as well as supporting Black-owned businesses, okay? And we should be doing that throughout the entire year. You can click the link in my bio and actually check my blog. I posted the Ultimate Black Gift Guide featuring several Black-owned businesses, from fashion to beauty to health, hair care, literature, you name it, Black art, okay, you name it, there is something there for everyone. So make sure you guys check it out and make sure that you guys are supporting Black-owned businesses, okay, supporting Black artists and Black creatives all year round, okay, not just February, okay, which is the shortest month of the year, might I add. Don't know who idea it was to throw all these extra President's Day and all this other stuff in the same month as Black History, okay? But I'm going to co-sign with Whitney, the late great, and Bobby Brown. Black History, we need a whole year, okay? Period. Point blank, period. We need a whole year to celebrate all of our achievements and accomplishments within this great nation, because we built it on our backs, okay? Just want to throw that out there, because y'all know I always got to drop the Black history facts on my people, okay? But nevertheless, let's celebrate Black love. I hope you guys have been experiencing Black love, okay? I hope you also have been showing Black love, sharing Black love, okay? Making sure that you are honoring, respecting, and just showing just showing up for the people in your lives that have shown up for you, I think it's very important that we show our appreciation for those who support us, for those who are in our corner, for those who have, whether they've sown into our lives resources, whether they've sown into our lives monetarily. But it is really up to us that we give back, that we give back to those people, that we give back to those very places. And it's really about paying it forward. I'm always about paying it forward. I'm always about supporting and giving and sharing. I am not one to ever harbor any ill feelings. Like, do what you gotta do. Do what makes you happy. And at the same time, you don't have to give back to me. But make sure that you're giving back some way, some shape, some form, whether it's to your loved ones, whether it's within your community, whether it's even to a stranger that you're passing on the street. You know, give a compliment, give, you know, a word of encouragement, a word of, you know, just inspiration, affirmations, you know, affirm each other as we go on throughout our days, as we go on throughout our life. I mean, if not the last 2 years, the last 18 months has been stressful enough, you know, just let's learn to be kinder to each other, learn to, you know, really just be in the moment, not harbor too much on the past. That past hurt, like, you'll get past it, you'll get over it, and you'll get through it, but you won't get past it or get through it by really just living in it. We have to come out of the belly of the well, okay? That is a Jonah reference for my Bible readers. Okay, a lot of the times, you know, the things of our past has actually confined us to the belly of a well, you know? It's been fear, whether it's fear to step out and to start that business, or fear to step out and acknowledge, you know, your love for someone, or that fear to step out and start a new career path, or that fear to step out and, you know, start a family of your own. A lot of the times we do live in that place of fear, and that's okay because we're only human, but it's wise and it's best for us to really just push through that. And I'm, like I said, okay, I be preaching to the choir, okay, aka myself, to really just step out, to really just be bold and to take life by the horns. Life is not promised. So we have to put our best foot forward and step by step, just be better for yourself, first and foremost, be better for your community, for your family, and those around you. So I hope that this short message, okay, because we cutting it and we keeping it cute, because I'm about to go make me some tacos, okay, it's Tuesday. But I hope that something I said was able to touch your heart and just ease you all up until the rest of the year. I'm going to try to be back. Listen, I'm going to purpose in my heart once a month, okay? At minimum. Okay, at the very minimum, once a month, I will be back here with my streaming digital platforms, okay? Just sharing with you guys either whatever just may be on my heart. Make sure you guys are following the podcast. We are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and YouTube as well. For more inspo on everything fly, so whether that is design, style, beauty tutorials, DIY projects, okay, whether that's home art, nail art, you name it, I got it for you here on Style on the Fly, your fashion styling podcast, and I am your host, Danny Farrar. Thank you all so much for tuning in, and again, this is the month of love, okay? This is the month of Black History, so make sure that you guys are out there loving and making some Black History at the same time, okay? And make some Black babies. Good night. Someone is mine.